related. Not that it makes any difference.
This is the Joe Duffy show in Ireland. It's 20 past two, 28 minutes past two, and this is obviously a discussion about the Irish referendum, which I've just plugged into.
Just had to be asked here. I see. Anyway, it makes no difference, by the way.
I don't think it should make a difference. So you are related. I just don't think it should make a difference. We're moving away from the issue. Ina, can you relate to Martina?
Let me answer the question. It's either yes or no. What you're doing is you're distincting the issue. I'm sorry, I'm swimming here. I'm swimming here. Sorry, I wasn't trying to find out big family. I was just trying to, I love making connections on Lifeline.
Yeah, well, you're not related to the
I hope I wasn't. Let me bring Phil in. Point taken. I'll bring you back in a sec, Phil. Enoch, Phil Callan. Phil, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How's it going?
Good. Your point, please. You're listening to the various callers.
Yeah, I see that the lady, the original caller,
Martina, I didn't catch her name,
has an issue with the legality of it. So what I'd like to ask her is, if they had planning permission, what would be her objection to the poster, or would she have one? Because it seems like the whole conversation, excuse me, Martina, I'm speaking, the whole conversation that you're having is about the legality of the poster, whereas I think you're hiding behind that. You just don't like the poster.
But that's my own business, whether I do or not.
No, it is, but you're hiding behind this legal argument. So I'm asking you, if the poster had planning permission, would you have an argument against it, and what would that be?
If the poster had planning permission, I would have no right to come on here and speak to what I have against it in that sense. I would have no right to bring Dublin City Council into it because, I mean, they had a right to have it and they would have had planning permission. As it stands, they don't, and I feel it should be taken down.
And that is your only objection to the poster.
We just need justice. This is a referendum. We need equality. Could you say yes to equality on this matter?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
If you're taking down the poster, if it's illegal, could you say yes to equality there?
What do you mean, Martina? I'm sorry, I really don't understand what you're talking about.
I think what Martina is really trying to say is that this is a legal issue we're describing here. It's not whether somebody likes it or whether somebody doesn't. And the reality is the poster is illegal. Just a second. The poster is illegal, I'm speaking as the PRO of Manage Mart. The poster is illegal, it's been clearly described as so. And Martina's point is, could the No campaign have justice on this issue? That's all we're asking. We're just asking for
justice
Dublin Council to take it down.
That's what we're asking about, a level playing field for all sides.
The referendum commission states that both sides get equal time and equal voice. Now, it seems that the no side, such as your friends, and well, I won't mention the organisation, are always on the television, have always got columns in the newspaper. I think your side is more than represented, considering the proportion of the population that you actually do represent. And to make all this fuss over a poster, hiding behind a legal argument, You just don't like the poster. I think he's referring to the Ion Institute. I don't know anybody in the Ion Institute, and I don't have anything to do with that organization, and I never have.
We're just mandate from Arge. We're just coming at this issue from a religious freedom perspective and saying that it's not compatible with that. We haven't been on TV. We haven't been on the papers. We haven't even had letters published in the papers.
If you do something clever, it will get the same media attention.
Okay. Enoch, I'll let you, Enoch, I will promise.
We're just looking.
for justice. Okay. We're just really looking for justice. And we're both equally before the law as citizens of the country. If I put up a poster, I wouldn't be allowed to do that. Why are these people being allowed to do that?
Okay, and more time for you after the break. 515-51551. Talk to Joe.
The squabble concerns an enormous poster that's been put up on the side of a building in the centre of Dublin. An absolutely enormous poster. I couldn't tell you the dimensions of it, but it's a poster showing two men embracing.
I have three Borks on the line now. I have Anne Bork, Anne in Dublin 9. Anne, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
What do you think of the mural?
I think it is fantastic. I didn't know anything about it when I was going along South Great George Street and a bus, I was stuck in traffic.
Uh-huh.
And I was just gobsmacked by it. It's really beautiful.
Just describe it to people who are only starting listening now. Describe it to people. The one that Martina and Enoch and a number of other people objected to, especially Can Anne, from the top deck of the double decker.
It's the whole side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
It's two enormous figures of men done in shades of grey and black, and they're in an embrace. All it expresses is care and love. When I saw that mural, the first thing I thought was how beautiful it was. I didn't actually realise that somebody could even take it as pro yes in the referendum, because that's not what jumped out at me. I thought it was just beautiful to see something that expressed such tenderness just there in front of my eyes. And I have to say that I'm more afraid of Martina than I am of the mural.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for Martina in some ways, because I do think that the no vote does feel a bit threatened that they'll be branded as discriminatory if they say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do feel sorry for her, and I will say that I intend to vote yes myself. But this is the first time that I thought of it as being on a side in the referendum when I heard this debate. Because when I looked at that, mm-hmm. and I had a good long look from the top of the bus, all it was something beautiful to me.
Yeah, but the problem is...
Enoch, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is that she just said there, with respect to Anne, she just said that all it expresses is love and respect or something like that. But you see, the whole problem is that that's not what it expresses. And the person who put it up has acknowledged that. The FC Equality campaign has acknowledged that. Catherine DePone has acknowledged that. It's a political statement. And I'm afraid Anne would be, I believe she would be in the minority, that other people who are driving past with their cars, most of them for the most part, would know that this is really a political statement. They'll know instantly that it's promoting yes vote, and a rather simplistic yes vote, as though this is just to do with love, when there's far deeper and more serious issues at stake, like, for example, religious freedom. And
do you think that if the object of posters is to try and encourage people to change their mind, or I suppose reaffirm where they stand if they do support the aims, do you think this mural would encourage somebody to change their mind on the vote? No.
Absolutely,
okay,
absolutely.
Right,
of course,
right.
I do. I mean, there's a massive swing vote in this referendum. It could go 20-80 either way. That's what a lot of people were saying. But there's loads of people out there. It's a very, very soft vote, and people are very, very impressionable. And really, Joe, I've a class coming in going out 5 minutes. And I just would ask you, Joe, I have to go, but I would just ask you, Joe, I've come on radio here today. Are you going to do anything about it? Are you going to get on to Dublin Council and say, would there be any justice for the no side? Would there be any justice, Joe? You're a powerful person in that regard. Would you ring the council? Would you ask them, why have they not taken it down? Why have they not just covered it up even for 2 months? And just be it the no side justice, because there's serious issues at stake here for religious freedom, for teachers, for religious leaders, for Christians, and anybody out there. For people who just want freedom for everybody, whether it's teachers, like I said, in the classroom, whether it's business owners who can't
do certain things
because of their beliefs, honestly. I'm just asking you, Joe, that's really what I'm running.
Joe,
and I have to go, but that's my point, Joe.
Okay,
that's my request
to you. Okay,
as a teacher and as the PRO of Mandate from Marriage, that would be my
my last words.
Okay, and you've already been onto the council, as has Martina, advocating that it be removed. We've been onto the council asking them what their position is. That's our job insofar as we can. Let me bring Tommy in. Thanks, Enoch, and I'm sorry you have to go, Enoch Bourke from Mandate for Marriage. Tommy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You're listening to Martina.
Yeah. I just want to make the point. I'm gay myself, and I'm going voting yes. But I know this might sound a little bit strange, but I want to come on and voice a certain amount of support for her, not for her viewpoint, but for her saying that, you know, people who are voting no are almost afraid to speak out. And while I disagree with people like that, I do feel that, you know, those views should be respected, and that there isn't that, you know, there is a certain amount of disrespect shown to people like that. I'll give an example, Joe, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Last weekend, on social media, I saw a photograph of there were people standing outside Galway Cathedral, and they had a poster with no on it, and this is a photograph up on social media. But the comments underneath that were things along the line of homophobic and bigots and all that kind of stuff. And I don't believe that kind of attitude is actually helpful, you know. And like people who are voting no, you know, they're almost afraid to say it. Like I was watching the people debate on Vincent Brown there on Wednesday night, and he asked the audience how many people were voting yes and voting no, and the vast majority of them put up their hands. But I wonder, at the end of the day, you know, when people go into the polling booth, will that actually be the case? You know, so while I disagree, as I said, I'm gay, I'm voting yes, and I do believe it's a good thing for Ireland. And while I disagree with people who are voting no, I feel that, you know, they have their rights to put their own views across.
Can I come in there, Joe?
Yes, Martin, is that an animal?